This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. J.P. Morgan Chase agreed to pay $264 million to resolve civil and criminal charges that it violated a foreign corruption law by trying to win business by hiring the relatives of powerful government officials in Asia. Exit polls suggest Trump did no worse and possibly a bit better than 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney's poor 27% showing among Hispanic voters. Nationally, Trump won 29% of Hispanic voters. He still lost the group by a lopsided 36-point margin, but that was narrower than the 44-point disadvantage that hobbled Romney. State-level exit polls reported by TV networks showed Trump improving on his party's 2012 showing among Latino voters in several states with significant Hispanic populations, among them Nevada, Colorado, and Arizona. The National Center for State Courts says that in 1970, the great majority of individuals in state courts had lawyers. Now, as many as two-thirds are representing themselves without a lawyer. In some states, 90% of all family law and housing law cases involve at least one party without a lawyer. Maddie C. Stewart Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to reducing the dropout rate, has created three choice buses that are half school bus and half prison cell so that kids can see what life in a prison would be like. The bus has visited 21 states over the last 8 years and has been seen by 2 million students. An IBM-created payroll system for Canadian public employees called Phoenix has left 80,000 of the country's 300,000 public employees either low-paid or no-paid. 2,700 clerks were laid off when the system came online, and many have been rehired to try and get people paid. One in seven people in the USA is expected to develop a substance use disorder at some point, but now only one in 10 will receive treatment. The U.S. Surgeon General believes we need to see these problems as a brain disorder. According to Oxford Internet Institute, an automated army of pro-Trump chatbots overwhelmed similar programs supporting Clinton by 5-1 in the days before the election in order to dominate social media. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.